This is CPR and KRCC. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's congressional delegation is pushing for federal funds to help recover from the devastating wildfire season. They signed a letter asking the White House to approve quickly Colorado's request for a major disaster declaration so that local governments and individuals could access a range of federal programs. CDOT's taking a new approach to improving dangerous streets. CPR's Andrew Kenney reports.
Colfax Avenue is one of the deadliest streets in Denver. Part of the reason is that it's a busy state highway in an urban area. Here's Danny Katz, executive director of the nonprofit Colorado Public Interest Research Group.
These are roads that have lots of housing, lots of people accessing medical appointments and restaurants. And so there can be a lot of conflict between people as they're trying to cross the street or just use these as what they are, which is their main streets.
Now, CDOT is trying to change that. The agency is distributing about $59 million, with more to come later, for safety upgrades like sidewalks, lighting, and bike lanes on some of the state's urban arterials. Colfax Avenue will be the biggest of 30 projects. I'm Andrew Kenney, CPR News.
The Shared Streets program will continue in Denver through the winter. It allows walking and biking on closed streets while maintaining social distancing. The city is erecting barriers on some streets for cars and snowplows to maneuver around. Other streets will be reopened for traffic. 25 in Denver, 27 in Colorado Springs, 33 degrees for Grand Junction. This is CPR and KRCC.